WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, Weekend Edition. If, like me, you're a fan of the home renovation genre, there's a new show coming to the Roku channel that you want to check out. It's called Honest Renovations, and our next guests are the co-hosts. Jessica Alba is an actress and founder of The Honest Company, and Lizzie Mathis is an editor and founder of The Cool Mom Company. The show focuses on families and not just transforming the houses themselves, but also improving the quality of life at home. Honest Renovations will premiere later this month. Jessica and Lizzie joined us here in studio and started by telling us why they wanted to make a show in a genre with a lot of competition already.
Yeah, I mean, during COVID, Lizzie and I created a little kind of scrappy content production company. We basically took my house rental and we just turned it into like an office, like a makeshift office studio. And we just started creating a lot of content and we renovated our spaces that we were working in and we just enjoyed it so much. And I've done tons of renovations over my life in many different types, big ones, small ones. And different types of spaces. So I am definitely an interior design enthusiast.
Yeah.
And
it shows.
Yeah, I'm like crazy about it. And I really love that piece of it. Lizzie is definitely more of like more grounded, more like let's reel in these ideas. Let's make them practical and logical. And she really, I would say, brings the heart and really connects with the families that we're working with to really bring out like what do they really need and how do we make sure that we show up for them in a human way. I think a lot of the home renovation shows are great, but you miss the heart and soul of who's getting this renovation.
Right.
And we wanted that to be the feature and the highlight of our show. So that is, I would say, the biggest difference. But you also get really dope before and afters, which is what everybody needs in their life.
Hilarious moments between the two of you. Lizzie, I want to dig more into this relationship. Tell us more about the two of you. This is going, what, 8 years back? How did you meet?
I mean, it's something like that, something like 8 years. Jess and I randomly met as moms at
preschool.
Our Montessori school.
Yeah.
And so our daughters became very fast friends. And her and I were forced to really talk to each other because of it. And, you know, through that, we just instantly became really close. And I think that when you kind of meet someone and you just know that they're going to be a lifelong friend, I think that's what it was with me and Jess. And very quickly, we just ran with it.
That chemistry that we see on screen, because there's a lot of playful moments between the two of you. So this is real. That's the day to day. This is not just good television.
It's
unscripted.
Yeah.
If someone literally was recording us off camera every day, it would be very similar.
I love it. Are there any shows that you did draw any inspiration from, Jessica, that, you know, when you were starting to think through the role that Honest Renovations would play in that space?
I would say all of them and none of them. Right. Because, of course, you were standing on the shoulders of people who have done this genre and paved the way for this to even be something that people want to watch in the unscripted space.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we really wanted to make make it ours and like what's our vibe. And our vibe is we are playful. We do have fun. We are real like soul sisters. We tell each other the truth. We cry together. We laugh together. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to bring the humanity of our relationship forward as well as the families, really make them the centerpieces of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just a plug and play. It could be any cookie cutter family. We really wanted, you know, to also design around their unique needs. And the mm-hmm. need state at every stage of their life. So we have two sets of twins for one family that we work with. We have another family where she has a grown daughter who's out of the house and a grandson that she watches. Mm-hmm. She's a single mom, but she also has a little daughter as well. And the house needs to accommodate all.
These are real family dynamics.
Yeah. And so we wanted to bring all of that forward when we were designing.
Well, here's the other piece of the way that this is shot that I love personally is that the two of you help with the construction. I mean, I'm watching Lizzie tiling with,
you said,
with a full manicure.
That's right.
And Jessica wearing the best jumpsuit, painting walls, right?
We may have not helped as much as we would have liked to. We definitely... Here's the thing is like we would say, oh, no, it's super easy. You just do this. And I think our construction team, they definitely were like, oh, you think it's so easy? OK, why don't you give it a try to do this.
But we wanted to be hands on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, a part of the show is showing that it is relatable and that you can do
for
this.
For sure. Yeah.
Right.
And the materials we use, the products we, you know, the
very
where
practical.
We shopped. We wanted to be a practical show. We did not want anyone to look at this show and say this is out of our realm of what is possible for our home.
And you do make it clear in the show, which is the part that I like, that we're not the most handy, but we're going to give it a shot.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and also we wanted it to be accessible so that you can go to your local hardware store and you can get these items to do this type of renovation in your home.
Yeah. Let's get back to the family affair aspect of it that you were talking about a moment ago, Jessica. What was it like meeting these different people from, you know, all walks of life and bringing you into their lives in such an intimate way?
Yeah, I mean, we went in.
We did go in.
It's an intimate experience,
but it's
right?
also very vulnerable for our families.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is a process where, yes, you may know Jessica, you may know me, but we're still strangers to them. And so you're allowing us to come into your home in a very vulnerable way. And the problems that we were solving and the transitions that these families were having, they weren't necessarily easy or glamorous. Like, you know, families, we were walking into spaces that they weren't proud of. And I think that took a lot for them. And so we tried our hardest to be
thankful.
Yeah, very understanding and relatable and warm in those circumstances because we wanted them to know that they were not alone, that we all have been there, done that, and we're here to kind of like just help.
And we wanted to create a safe space for them to be able to not feel judged.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the process.
So as we touched on, I mean, you're both definitely the brains behind the aesthetic style of the redesigns. And that comes across, I mean, from episode one. Yeah. Of this program. So give me a bit more background on how you each sort of got interested in interior design. You said it was life.
Yeah, right.
How did you get started with it, Lizzie?
I mean, well, you know, what's great about this show is that not only are Jess and I co-creators of the show, we also co-executive produce the show and we're co-hosts. So that just gives you a little bit of impetus to realize that we are literally hands-on from the beginning of this show to the absolute end.
Nice.
So what you see, it really is a brainchild from us. And I think for me, design kind of came just through traveling. I mean, I was a model for so many years and I was constantly traveling, constantly on the go and traveled to many different countries and saw a lot of different cultures and lived in many different places. And, you know, for me, I think that a lot of design comes from just also experience and being able to see how other people live and how they solve different issues and different things. You know, I was raised from a single mom who really made home everything and she did an amazing job. And so I think all the different moments of kind of how I was raised and then travels as I got older and through my career really helped.
How far back does your interest go, Jessica?
I would say, I mean, I started acting at age 12. And so from a trailer or a random apartment in a strange country, to me it was strange when I would have to go and live for 10 months at a time doing a show or a job, I would have to try and make all of these spaces that were really cold and generic feel like home. So I started really early. Yeah, with, you know, buying fabrics and covering every piece of furniture and covering walls, but doing, you know, a tape that can come off. So I don't get in trouble and mess up the walls, right? Because you can't exactly paint every...
Can't be too permanent.
You can't That's be too right. permanent, yeah. but make it just feel cozy and warm. And because, I don't know if it's my sign of, you know, being a Taurus and really home and grounding is really important to me. So I always have had that as part of my makeup and like what is important to me is my values. And then as I grew as a mom and grew over time, my kids outgrew my home.
Yeah, I see.
You know, in every stage of their life. So if the bedroom is set up for them when they're babies and toddlers, it really doesn't work when they start school.
Yeah.
Right? And they have different interests and different things and different need states. So I've had to go through the growing pains of changing my home over the years to fit my kids' needs and also trying to hang on to my own identity. Mm-hmm. It's brutal when you like you think, oh, everything's great. I have this all like locked in. And then all of a sudden a little person comes into the world and they're like, oh, no, we're going to change
everything
you know and turn your whole world right side up, I would say, not necessarily upside down.
Yeah.
And so I have had to, you know, accommodate that, but while also trying to maintain my own sense of self. So we bring a lot of our real life experience into our home design solutions for these families.
And can I just say, as someone who's binged the entire season, above all else, it just feels like you had a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
You and the team. I was loving that dynamic.
Yeah, we were great. I mean, listen, we were able to bring in some really fun people who happen to be close to us or now are close to us. Amy from The Nimble Nest is an amazing, you know,
organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And interior designer.
And she really kind of gave us so many tips and tricks that we were learning also along the way. Mm-hmm. And then Tinku is one of Jess's childhood friends, and he came in as our contractor and really helped us kind of keep a hold of all six houses that we were renovating at one time.
Oh, wow.
So it was great. We have a really great dynamic, and we've also done projects with Tinku before. So we have a special language that we all talk in, and so it's really good.
And Tinku is a pet name. It's like his childhood fun name. He goes by TJ as a grown adult man.
But it's stuck.
We still call him.
I think we call him like three different names on the show.
Yeah.
Many of our listeners, of course, Jessica, know you from film and television work, but they might not know that you also founded The Honest Company back in 2011,
right?
Which was a while ago, and you've been operating a business for so long. So, I mean, why'd you take that entrepreneur route?
I really was looking for a business that aligned with my ethics and values as a person. I did a lot of research when I was a new mom, and I learned about how many potentially harmful chemicals we're being exposed to regularly through beauty products, home detergents, even baby and personal care products. Mm. And so when I learned about the rise of all these illnesses coinciding with the rise of all these chemicals that are in everyday products, I was like, wow, why can't someone do it differently? Why can't companies step up in a different way and put human health and wellness first? Mm. So I lobbied on Capitol Hill for chemical reform a couple of times. And I realized that, you know, unfortunately, human health has been politicized. And I was like, well, you know what's amazing about being an American in the United States? You can have a dream. You can create a business. You don't need to have really much more than a great idea. And you can figure it out and hustle. And
you've been doing it for a while.
And so that's what I did. Yeah. And yeah, I took the company public as the youngest Latina to take a company public a couple years ago. And, you know, we're still tiny. We're still like the small little engine that could in the sea of 100-year-old plus companies out there.
I love that.
But, you know, we're really trying to do the right thing, and we want to do good by people, and just honesty and being transparent and really caring about people is the heart of what we do.
Yeah. And your business, Lizzie, it's centered on motherhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, what's next for the Cool Mom company?
Well, I mean, my company was, you know, created out of a need for me, to be honest with you. When I became a mom, I really saw that there was such a lack of diversity when it came to how moms were represented in the space. And I knew I had a voice. I just never heard it from anyone else. Mm. And so I really wanted to create a diversity-driven platform that reminded moms that they could be women and mothers, and that there was this intersection that was okay to live in both. And I think that, you know, society had either said you are either a woman or you are a mother only. Mm. And I really wanted to create a space that not only all women were heard and seen and, you know, you could go to and create a community, but that it was a space where it was okay to be you.
Yeah.
And so that's really where it came from. But I actually have a podcast that is coming out.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
What's it called?
It drops August 23rd. And Jessica is also on it. And it's called the Cool Mom Code Podcast.
I love it.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And I think it's just basically bringing that website to life. And it's me talking to amazing women like Jessica and other friends.
Wait.
I know.
And
so it's going to be great.
Well, I got to let you ladies go. But before I do, I got to ask, season two,
the Roku channel picked it up and they really loved season one.
Yes.
When their executives binged it, they also were into it.
That's
and we're
right.
like, let's do another one of these. And so we found a really happy partner. Mm-hmm. We are really excited to be partners with them because it's free to anyone at any time. No need to subscribe to watch our show.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's great.
All you have to do is go to the RokuChannel.com to actually watch the show, or you can watch it on any Roku device. So, like Jess said, it's free TV for anyone.
Awesome. Love it. Jessica Alba is an actress and founder of The Honest Company, and Lizzie Mathis is an editor and founder of The Cool Mom Company. Their new show, Honest Renovations, debuts later this month on the Roku channel. Thank you both so much. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced and edited by Meha Ahmed and Andrew Merriweather. That's all for today. I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend.